Welcome back to Infinite Love. I remember a time from a very, very young age. I'd sit down for breakfast, grabbing the box of Cookie Crisp cereal from the cabinet, and begin rummaging through the newspaper for my favorite section. First, I'd check my horoscope and ponder what could be true and what didn't really feel aligned to me just yet. I mean, hey, I was only 9. Then, I'd immediately draw my attention to my favorite section. Can you guess what it was? It was just a simple rectangular box with a character or two, depending on the quote of the day. No matter what I was feeling or going through in that moment, this post would somehow always magically turn it upside down and right back around. Not sure what this magic was, but it always seemed to realign my heart and soul. I could feel this love overflow within me. It felt like lifetimes of love just soared right through me. At times, it would make me feel like I was floating. Floating on clouds, as my 9-year-old self imagined. There were days I could feel my soul smile. Love is taking that leap without fear. As fear has no place within your soul to bind you to what's simply comfortable, rather amplifies your soul to break barriers into the unknown because you trust and surrender to its magic. Love is looking into that mirror and loving your reflection to the fullest. Every storyline, every scar, every blemish and roll, loving every inch because the reflection radiates truth, compassion, grace, honesty, purity, integrity, strength, forgiveness, respect, kindness, and loyalty. Love is walking away to allow space and time for yourself and the other to grow, to heal, to see the world beyond its limits. Love is learning, growing, healing and evolving within, attracting the same beautiful energy towards you. Love is beginnings, as there are no ends to love. Love remains within you. Love is looking into someone's eyes, knowing you've loved them for lifetimes. Love is sitting in silence and hearing love sing all around you. Love is belly laughter, where your soul is tickled by everything. You see, love? Love is everything, especially when you let it all in, when you can truly love yourself, the good, the bad, all of it. Love is. Love is all around you if you allow yourself to see it, to feel it, to believe in it. You take love with you no matter where you go, whether you lose someone you love, you carry that love with you always and forever. That's how powerful love is. And when you truly allow yourself to feel love, to be love, to choose love, the rest of it simply washes away. And that's that little girl inside of me. The girl I knew. The girl that saw magic in the world. The girl that believed that love could conquer all. If we just choose love over hate, love over judgment, love over fear, and let love carry us through in hope, in faith, in compassion, in kindness. It's when we embrace love, all of love, not just parts of it. It's when we truly love our own selves that we begin to see love all around. And that had me reflecting upon what love is. As a child, I was filled with love. I embodied love. I believed in love. And when I let that inner child of me go, I began searching for love, questioning love, running from love, chasing love. And really, all I had to do was go within. And there was love. And once I found that, once I figured it all out, put the pieces together, disassembled what was so entangled and intertwined. I got it. I understood it. I let love in. But you see, I had to let everything go in order to go within and figure this all out. I was holding on so tightly that I wasn't able to see anything very clear. And once I made these decisions for myself, and only for myself, to allow space within for me to heal, for me to realize what I needed to get back, and that was my own self. That was love within I had to find, to realize where it all began. And love began within me. And I wanted to reconnect with that inner child, to go so far back and do the work, do the healing, do the growing and releasing, do the forgiving, to truly let love back into my soul, into my heart, into my life. And now I'm at a place where all the pieces are together. And love? Love is the greatest gift one can give themselves. Love is the greatest gift I have given myself. And this journey I'm forever grateful for. Even through the darkest of nights, where you don't know if you're going to get through it, it's letting go of all the pain, all the hurt, all the anger, to make room for love to continue to grow within you. And once I did this, once I made so much space within me, love consumed me in such a beautiful way. So here I am. I'm putting myself out there fully, without shame or fear. I'm that girl, the romantic, the one who believes in serendipity, divine timing, the one who gets sappy, writes love letters, wears her heart not on her sleeve, rather allows her soul to radiate it everywhere. I'm that girl who truly believes love conquers all and finds love intimate on all levels, but chooses to only share with one soul. I'm the girl that falls in love with the nighttime stars, the awakening of a beautiful sunrise, and the great escape of a vanishing sunset. I'm the old soul kind of love, the opening of doors, holding hands, leaving you notes kind of love. I'm the kind of love that can find the beauty in anything and feel the magic in any moment. I'm just the old soul kind of love who's loved for lifetimes and has taken every memory with her. You see, love isn't perfect, but love heals all. If you let the magic of love within you, you find yourself free from all that has bound you. And that's what I choose to do. I choose to see the beauty in the world, the love that's carried out amongst everyone. I'm the girl that can lay by a tree and simply just love life, love the moments, love the wind upon my face. I'm the girl that can cuddle on the couch and just be content with how peaceful the moment is. I'm the girl that can fall in love with the world as I embark on it without fear, traveling to new adventures, falling in love with conversations, with people, with places, because the gratitude I carry within is filled with love. That inner child in me was full of love, full of light, full of gratitude, filled with hope, excitement, adventure. And now she's returned back to me. She's within me. And together we carry on with life, with love, with hope, with joy, and compassion. We see beyond the veil. We embrace our darkness and transmute it into love. That's who I am, and I'm not afraid of saying that or sharing it with all of you. M. Christina White wrote, "My love for you has no depth. Its boundaries are ever expanding. My love and my life with you will be a never-ending story." And I couldn't agree more. You see, love is always growing. Love is always evolving. Love is teaching you. If you allow it, love is healing you. Together as one, in union, love is. Love is what you make of it. Love is life. Love is finding the joy in the simplest things, whether it's people, places, things. Love has no boundaries, no limits. When love is pure, when love is real, when love is honest. And that, to me, is my love is story, as I will always believe in love. Love for oneself, pouring love back into oneself. Love is infinite, always, and forever.